When you recycle your glass bottles in southwestern Pennsylvania, chances are they'll end up back on store shelves in about 30 days. And experts say we could be recycling a lot more. 90.5 WESA's Jess Dannenhirsch took a look at what different organizations and companies are doing to shatter misconceptions about the region's circular glass economy.
So right now we're looking at our glass bunker, and it's filled with different glass bottles of every single color that you could imagine.
That's Boyd Jones, a business support manager at Michael Brothers Hauling and Recycling, walking through the company's recycling drop-off site in Reserve Township.
There's probably, I'd say, about 20 ton of glass in there right now.
Pink sparkly.
The pink sparkly bottles, yeah.
It's a new one.
Those are great.
I haven't seen that one.
Jones's company partners with a recycling center in Westmoreland County, Cap Glass, and with the Pittsburgh-based recycling nonprofit, Pennsylvania Resources Council. Together, they create what they call a three-pronged solution to glass recycling here in southwestern Pennsylvania.
We dump all of this glass here. Whenever we send it out to Cap Glass, we crush it so there's less airspace in that load, so we're able to pack it with more volume, and then we get more tonnage in it, makes it as efficient as possible for us.
Michael Brothers collects the glass from their public bins or from the Resources Council and sends it to Cap Glass in Mount Pleasant, where it's sorted and crushed. Then, glass manufacturers like Owens, Illinois, buy the crushed glass and transform it into new products.
Glass is infinitely recyclable, which other packaging materials can't necessarily tout.
Bob Hippert is the sustainability strategy leader of Owens, Illinois, a glass manufacturer based in Ohio. He says glass recycling in southwestern Pennsylvania is a highly localized system, and that's a good thing.
Glass tends to be heavy, so trying to figure out ways to get that glass recycling done locally is very important, because putting it on a truck and moving it far distances isn't always economical.
Hippert hears a lot of misconceptions about glass recycling. Many people believe they have to clean the glass before recycling it, take the lids off of jars, or sort it by color. Hippert says there are facilities here that already do all that. He also points to the Pennsylvania Resources Council, which not only helps collect the materials, but also circulates information about the recyclability of items.
They've got a very clear list of what you can and can't include. And so making sure that you reference that when you have something in your hand and you're looking, is this truly something I can recycle in my glass stream or not?
The Deputy Director of the Resources Council, Sarah Alessio-Shea, says there's some confusion about how and where to recycle glass. In 2019, Allegheny County got rid of its glass curbside pickup program, but then added it back to some municipalities in 2024. Shea says people have become a lot more cynical about recycling in general.
And I understand when it comes to plastics, that's a much more complicated material, and that is a more difficult material to recycle. But when you talk about paper, cardboard, aluminum, glass, these are all materials that can be recycled multiple times, if not endlessly. The economics is great. The environmental impact is amazing.
And demand for glass among manufacturers and commercial buyers is high, according to Chris Koontz, who directs operations at Cap Glass.
Unfortunately, Pennsylvania does not recycle glass as well as some of the other neighboring states. There has been increased recycling, but we still need to continue to improve glass recycling.
According to reports, Pennsylvania recycled 44% of glass bottles and jars in 2021 and ranks 18th nationally, falling behind states that have legislated incentives like bottle bills. But Pennsylvania Resources Council is trying to improve those numbers. Glass recycling bins are available throughout the region, as well as maps to find these bins.
If you are not recycling at home, please start.
Shea says her organization pushes hard to educate and create resources not only for environmental reasons, but also because it makes economic sense. She finds herself urging people to be mindful of the products they buy because glass is easier to recycle than plastic, and it's a chance to participate in the region's circular glass economy. Jess Dannenhirsch, 90.5 WESA News.